Hello and welcome to the Inclusion First podcast. I am so happy that you're here. This is a pod that explores what it looks like for regular people to practice anti-racist activism in our everyday lives. At the Inclusion First podcast, we believe that every one of us has an important part to play in building a better world. A world where all people, no matter their background or where they're from or what they look like, a world where we can all build lives for ourselves and our families, where we are happy, thriving, and free. This is what we all want, right? I have the pleasure of talking with change makers and thought leaders, people who are already out in the world creating positive social change. And I want this podcast to show you the many and varied types of people and opportunities that exist out in the world for us to interrupt the racism that's happening around us and transform it into something better, into something good. The mission of the Inclusion First podcast is to inspire anti-racist action through the stories of everyday people who have stepped up to create positive social change around them. What does it mean to be an activist in 2021, and how can we expand the definition into something that anyone can do when they are confronted with injustice and inequity in their everyday lives? I believe that if you can see it, you can be it. If they can do it, so can you. These stories can help you to examine your own life through an activist and anti-racist lens and start to look for those opportunities to create more inclusion and more equity around you. You'll walk away with inspiring stories, not just of success, but of all the ups, downs, and sideways of life as an anti-racism change leader. Even if many of these people wouldn't give themselves this title, this is the impact that they are having in the world. Now, most importantly, we want you to walk away with ideas on how you can join us in this important work, the important work of making a positive difference in the world, whether large or small, in your own corner, wherever you are. So who am I and why am I here talking about these things? I'm your host, Carrie Sawyer, and I am the founder of the predecessor of this podcast, the Inclusion First Project. Now, the Inclusion First Project is a safe space for people to come and ask their most important questions on anti-racism. And what we do there is simple. We answer those questions in a judgment-free way. Whether you think your question is dumb, maybe you should have wondered a long time ago, or even if you think your question is a little bit racist, we don't care. We're going to unpack it and give you answers and insights that you can take back and use in your everyday life. The Inclusion First Project started because I was looking for a way that I could help and make some positive difference around me. You see, after the death of George Floyd, I can remember sitting here in this very office where I'm recording and being more than down. I was distraught. I was angry. I was so sad, so depressed, so anxious, so scared, right? And a couple of my friends were texting back and forth, and one of them is a social media guru, and she was like, "Hey, Carrie, I keep seeing all these diversity, equity, and inclusion workshops like flying through my feed. Like, isn't that what you do? Isn't that your space? You should do one. Like, now is the time to like step in and do something." And that day I was just so just out of it and so down and out that I was just like, you know what? I cannot even think about this right now. Like, thanks for the idea. I don't know, like I'll get back to you later. And I love the human brain so much because even though at that moment I was in no shape to like ideate and like think about what I could do, the next morning when I woke up, my brain had like 15 different ideas about how I could take the skills that I have and use it to help people who were feeling like me, who wanted answers, who were having these conversations, answering questions, talking to their friends, their family, their coworkers, and not having a space to really do that in, right? And so the Inclusion First Project was born from that moment of wanting to just answer people's questions, answer their questions in a safe space, in a place where they wouldn't be judged. I had so many friends calling and asking questions, wondering if what they were thinking was racist, wondering how to help, wondering how to reach out. This was something that I could do answering the questions of people that had them, people who were raising their hand, maybe even for the first time, to come into the fray, to come into the fight of social justice, racial justice, anti-racism, activism, and see what they could do, help them at this very beginning step, at this pivotal moment of change and activation that we were experiencing as a country. And so we started to host workshops. And when we hosted the very first workshop, we asked people to send in questions ahead of time. And we got about 25 questions for the first session that we did. And it was me and a friend who were co-hosting a simple Q&A session. And as I looked at these questions when we were preparing for the webinar, I looked down and I'm like, oh my gosh, these questions are data. Each one of the questions are data. You see, I am a design researcher by trade, which means that I use human and people-centered skills and toolkits to help create better experiences. Traditionally, I did that in technology. Then I moved over to diversity and inclusion and started to design more equitable and more inclusive experiences for people at work. And as I looked at these questions, I thought, if I could get so many, tons and tons of these questions, and I could study them, I could analyze them, and I could understand exactly what people are wrestling with, exactly what they're worried about, exactly what they're wondering, and then we can match that to tools and resources and books and classes and training, not even just ones that I would create, but what was already out there in the wealth of knowledge that we have in this world on this topic. And so that was the beginning of an avalanche for me. And I started to do more and more sessions and ended up over the course of about 5 months collecting over 600 questions from people all over the US on anti-racism. And I got to do exactly what I said. I examined them and I studied the questions to better understand what people cared most about and then how we could get them the answers and the resources that match the needs that we heard in those questions. Now, after I looked at all the questions, I came up with about 12 different themes of the most common questions. And the third most commonly asked one was about taking action. How do I take action? What should I do? How do I get started? And so this is exactly what we're focused on here at the Inclusion First podcast. We're all about sharing the stories of people who took action to inspire you to take action that creates positive social change too. Now, you might have guessed, we are also all about the questions. I love questions. And so I want our listeners to be a part of the conversation. We'll be addressing questions that are submitted by our Inclusion First community throughout the podcast episodes, offering practical advice on how to make anti-racism a daily practice. Sometimes it'll be me in a solo episode. Sometimes it'll be with one of our incredible guests, but you're going to get answers to the questions that are being submitted. We're always collecting new questions too, so please send them over to us at the Inclusion First podcast anytime. We want to thank you for listening to this podcast, and we are so happy to be a part of your anti-racism activist journey, no matter what stage you're in of your learning. We believe that it's the actions of individuals that will help to push this movement forward. We want this to be a movement, not a moment, right? And that's what we're working for. You have an important part to play that only you can, and we are here holding space for you wherever you are and stepping into this power. Now, you can support the continued growth and the research of the Inclusion First podcast in several ways. The first one is, of course, just tuning in and leaving a review wherever you get your podcasts from. You can share this podcast with your friends and family, email it to them, text it to them, tell them to listen and share the knowledge. You can submit a question on our website at www.inclusionfirstproject.org. We would love to get recommendations for future guests on this show, so email those to info@inclusionfirstproject.org. You can support this work in an even bigger way by sponsoring an episode. Go to www.inclusionfirstproject.org/sponsors for all the information. We've got all the lists to do any of these things listed in our show notes. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Inclusion First Project, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and begin to binge watch our Anti-Racism for Allies webinar series, Where It All Started. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for letting us hold space for you on your journey, wherever you are, and for whatever positive social change you are creating in this world. We'll see you in the next episode.